Hey guys, it's Lena. Welcome to Spoodcast. I'm here with Lauren and Melissa from Loki the Spooder Clubs.
Hey everyone.
Hi guys, thanks for having me.
Did want to speak with Melissa about, you know, her jumping spider journey, all that stuff. But just to start out, we did get a request from my friend Kate, who does not have spiders, to see if we could quickly define some terms that she's not familiar with.
Yeah, do you want to kick off those terms or should I? I think like the most one that non-spider people are hearing is spood. That's just like a cute nickname for a spider.
Like spooder.
Spooder, yeah. Spooder. I hear that one a lot too. And then I think that one, like I/instar, that's a common one that we say a lot. That means instar is how many times a spider is molted. So like an I-1 will mean it molted one time, or if it's an I-6, which is a common size I feel like people are getting these days, means it molted six times. Pretty simple.
Yeah, and usually I think they call it like instar 2, about when it leaves the nest. So
yeah, because the first one they're clear, and then the second one they turn black.
What's your favorite instar, guys?
I think mine is, well, I love adults, and then I think I like I-6, because they're like, the big goofy eyes are so cute. They're like almost too big for their heads.
Yeah, I love it. Like the I-6 too, because they are adorable. But I think I-7 too, because then they're even fluffier.
Yeah.
Yeah, I-7 is when they still have the giant eyes, but also the floof emerges too. Let's see, what else is on our list? I think gravid is one, and gravid just means pregnant. So
I actually have a question about that. So if a spider, a female spider who's not been fertilized, do you still call her gravid when she's like carrying eggs? Ooh. Or is it only when they're fertilized?
I believe it's only when they're fertilized, because gravid means they're pregnant. And even if they're not like technically pregnant, I guess, if they're not fertilized, like pregnant with babies.
Interesting. Yeah, that makes sense. Well, yeah, you know, if you put females next to a mature male, they'll often have infertile sex.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what's happening with Toast. I haven't seen Toast in forever. And it's because she's next to Sir Mighty Mouse, who's just too sexy.
Ed, does he dance at her?
I think he's dying. But he's also, he came to me as an adult, and I've had him for a long time, so.
Oh.
Yeah. So another term we probably say a lot is slings, which is just short for spiderlings. So that's just another way to say babies, basically. So if you're a breeder, you sling slings. Oh, Melissa, can you tell us what spikes are?
Oh, they're delicious maggots.
What's your favorite flavor?
The blue bottle.
Ooh. And blue bottles are also flies. They're the ones with the blue sheen.
Yep.
And they're the big freaky ones. And then the little flies are green bottles. Let's see, what else might we say that's weird? Molting? That's just, you know, when they shed their exoskeleton and grow up.
And we collect their little hats like weirdos.
Right. So other ones that we might have said are palps or chels, probably.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. So palps is short for petty palps.
That's where, and then the males, their little petty palps become bulbous, like little boxing gloves when they're mature.
Yeah. And that's what they use to inseminate. But yeah, and so yeah, pedipalps are the little things that are covering up their chels, which are chelicerae. How do you say that? Is it?
I say chelicerae, but maybe that's chelicerae.
Chelicerae. I just say chels because I can't pronounce it.
pretty much.
We can all spell it. No,
I say teeth too, because I'm like, yeah, it's their teeth.
Oh,
their teeth.
Well, someday it's going to be on Jeopardy, and we're all going to be so smart. Like
for the one double Jeopardy question.
Yeah, it'll be like the Petty Palps cover which part of this spider. So that is going to be, you know, the bright green, bright pink, or, you know, other probably bright color that covers up the cool teeth, doesn't it? Or they're underneath it or on the bottom?
I think those are their teeth.
No, because
they have like a little hydroponic, they're like a hydroponic needle, and they got the little hole, and that's how they.
They've got like two sets. So behind the chelicerae, there's these really hooked fangs that the ones that actually go into you that would, you know, or not go into you, but into their food. We don't have killer spiders.
Those are the big ones. So chels, palps, I think we're good.
For regals, I mean, males are usually blue or green.
That's true.
I mean, females can be like all different colors, including blue and green.
Yeah, but generally for regals, if they're blue or green, that's probably a boy. You can usually safely guess it's a boy.
I mean, also, we always say like they're spider butts, but really that's their abdomen.
That's true.
The carapace.
So, Melissa, do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself and your spiders?
Okay, so I guess like many of us have, my friend got a spider from a pet store. They said it was a pet store spider. They said that he was a male regal jumping spider. And then he ended up having 150 babies.
Oh, geez.
So my friend was like, I don't know what to do with all these. And he's like, do you want some? And I was like, I don't know anything about spiders. And I'm not afraid of them or anything. But he showed me pictures. And I was like, oh, my God, they're so cute. I just was like, okay, give me five. So I was like, all right, and I'm just going to learn everything I can about these babies. And unfortunately, three passed away. Mm-hmm. One made it to I-6, and then she passed away during her molt. And then another one, he lived, and he matured at I-5. So he's still alive. He just celebrated his 1 year birthday at the end of February, and he's a tiny I-5 mature Audax.
Oh, the Audax are always so tiny.
He's not even a regal. That's what the pet store said. Regal male jumping spider.
That reminds me, when I first got mine online, they said it was going to be a regal, and they sent me a tan. Jumping spider. And I'm like, what?
I mean, one of the worst parts too is that the lady at the pet store, she was like, oh, and they're native to Florida, so just release them.
No.
That's how crazy. But he ended up giving back all of them except for the ones that escaped in his house. and the five that, and so this, we do think that that clutch was there was something wrong with the clutch, because you know, all of them died that we kept, the 10 that we kept, except for a little baby Fang, who's like still going strong and still my little buddy. So then I ended up getting bored with just Fang, and he was so tiny. And I was like, I want to play with you. So then I found like a reputable breeder, which I definitely recommend. And I got Loki and Penelope that started my they were sub-adults, so they were like I-8 when I got them. And so Loki was just my guy. Yeah. Such an awesome baby, you know, just always, you know, wants to be out constantly with me. And then we call him the Spooter Clops, because on his mature molt, his two primary eyes, I guess that's what they call them, fuse together. Yeah.
So cool looking. Like, I wonder what his vision was like.
So that was one of the things. So when he came out, he stopped jumping. Like, so he wouldn't jump anymore.
Oh.
And he uses his front legs. Well, he used his front legs as like walking sticks.
Oh, what do you
mean? So maybe he was blind.
So he could see his prey, but I hand feed all my spiders. Like, I just put it right in their faces and just like watch them. But so he never had a problem eating, but he could tell that he was always just using those two front hands to feel everywhere, front paws. And, wow. And it makes him look like he's dancing. So he's pretty much dancing in every video I have.
Aww,
he's just so sweet. But he would also, once he was on me, he mm-hmm. like, if he's on a play set or something, he's always using his two front legs looking around, I guess. But he was on me, he would just be chill. He'd take naps, relax. And he wasn't like that. It would just be when he was walking around. So that's he definitely awesome. Had some impairment. For sure.
Yeah. I wonder if maybe his first two, like you said, primary eyes, like maybe he couldn't see through those, but he could see through the others. The so it was kind of just like what is right in front of him was hard to see.
So, I mean, I did speak to a couple of experts that had like Lucille, she's a complete cyclops. So she had a complete fusion. She was in Germany. I think was a Habernatus maybe or something. Mm-hmm. But they said that she had perfect vision, like had no problem. And she jumped a little less, but still jumped. So I think with his being like fused together and not just one eye was a little bit off for him for sure.
Yeah. Maybe his like vision was like two different like optical views, whereas one fuse would just be one.
Yes, exactly. Or just be maybe a little bit not see as well. So yeah. Then I also spoke to like another person and he said that it happens. He did a study and it happens during egg incubation, like when they're in the egg, it's like could be from too high of temperatures or too low, drastic changes in temperature. Can cause that. And it basically, the eyes will continuously get closer together through every molt.
Oh, wow. So it was destined to happen and it wasn't your fault.
Yeah, it had nothing. He didn't have like a mismolt or anything. He was just like that probably from the beginning. And his molt before his final molt, when he was like I-9, his eyes looked close together, but still separated. So he was Loki, the jumping spider before. So when I was on one of, I know, Facebook groups, people were like, call him the spooder clops. And then I changed it from Loki, the jumping spider to Loki, the spooder clops.
Did you tell him?
Tell who? Loki?
Yeah.
Loki was very much. I just got 500 followers and I'm definitely posting a dancing Loki because that's just, you know, something I'm going to do for him.
You need like a Photoshop picture of him, like looking like Cyclops.
That would be awesome. Someone made me a picture of him, which I have like a sticker of. He's on my page.
But you did say that people reached out to you that were interested in like research, right? Or
yeah, people were saying that, you know, that they could learn a lot if, you know, they had him. And I was like, I was into the biology group and I was like, I'm not giving him to anybody. That's just not happening.
They were asking for him?
Yeah, they were just saying a lot can be learned from him. And, you know, if you'd be interested. And I was just like, nope.
No.
Oh my God, that's like The Last of Us.
No, I would never give him to anyone for that.
It's like they should get their own pets. And then hopefully by chance it happens to them if they really want one.
Right?
No, that's seriously like The Last of Us. Like you have to give up Ellie. No.
Yeah, Loki was, not giving him anywhere. He was just the best. I mean, we would go for walks outside. The whole neighborhood knew him. He was like just the coolest spider. And I kind of like get sad because I don't have that bond really with any of my other 16 spiders. But so, I mean, Penelope also, she's pretty close to me too. I don't know if I just maybe spent so much time with them because they were my first two, but she's pretty close to me too, I'd say.
I gotta ask too, when they mentioned, you know, using him for research, did that even cross your mind at all, like as a thing, or was it just immediately like
No, I was just like, I don't even think I answered them. Like, I don't even want to continue this conversation because I thought it was just not something I would ever do.
I don't think I could do it either, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to be on any spider groups, the biology group's pretty cool. I don't participate, but they really post a lot of stuff about spiders in general. It's about jumpers, so it's pretty interesting.
Oh, that's cool.
Amazing. Yeah. And we're so sorry about his loss and everything now.
Like, oh, yeah, that was the worst because I was away. I was in Japan, and my friend was watching him, and she said, he's hanging out in his cork bark. And I was like, that's weird. Loki does not usually leave like the quarter top of his enclosure. Yeah. So can you look at him again tomorrow? And then she said he wasn't moving, and oh, it was just terrible. And I'm like, it was New Year's Day, and I was just like crying so much, and I was so upset. And she said she couldn't even get him out of the cork bark, like he was stuck in there. So I think he either went in there and maybe just his back end got caught up in there, but it was really, really awful because he was doing great. So he was 14 months old. So he wasn't like at his time. I know that a lot of them sometimes die around a year anyway, but he wasn't ready to go.
I know.
Oh, that's so sad.
I felt so bad when you posted it. My knee-jerk reaction was, fuck. Yeah.
I know.
No. And I actually cried. But then like I remember I wrote that like, and then I came back and I was like, I'm sorry I wrote that. Like, but what else?
I loved it. It was such a real comment. And it really made me just, you know, I don't even know you and I know you now more, but it just was like, obviously he really just meant something to you. And so that just made me feel even better in a way. Not that you were crying and I felt better, but.
Yeah, it was shocking because he's like, I don't know, like
it's interesting, yeah.
An icon.
Yeah, he's totally, totally different and just a little, and he really was like that from the beginning. I mean, he always would want to eat on me, like just bring his flies to me, anything, you know. He was like a cat, like, oh, look what I killed.
You want some?
Let me drop this on your hand. Do you want to share?
Ew.
Oh, and his watermelon, he would try to like take it and like walk away with it. Literally just like a piece of watermelon that's like the same size as him, he would drag it around everywhere. Oh. Like, none for you.
Sweet baby. Oh my God. That's really sweet.
So what's your favorite part about, you know, getting in the jumping spider stuff?
I mean, for me, I honestly, learning patience. Ooh. I mean, you really need to be patient. I mean, when they're molting, when you're just, you know, trying to get them to bond with you and take your...
Oh my gosh. Speaking of patience, I just saw Urbosa on my ceiling.
What? We should...
Oh my gosh. I have to... Out? She came out. Urbosa. Because I was literally... When you said patience, I was like, yeah, patience when you're... spider runs away, and then I look up she's right there. I'm gonna get her. That's so funny. Oh, she's turning one of her eyes on me. Get over here.
I always think with you guys, with your, because you're breeding, you must lose, maybe you lose babies, and then maybe they just,
you should
grow
see
up.
My kitchen right now.
Their babies all over.
Oh, all over. I was putting them in my new enclosures, thinking that they wouldn't get out. And I forgot to push the lid all the way back. There's hundreds of babies in my kitchen.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, actually, right now I have, the last count was like 22 on my ceiling.
Babies?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. That sounds honestly like a dream to me. I know some people would be like, ah, spiders, arachnophobia. But like if I saw 20 babies off, it's like I'm in heaven.
I love it.
For like maybe I3s. And half the time like that I'm in my room, sometimes something will just drop down from the ceiling and I just grab it by its thread and put it in the communal thing. And I've been just catching them kind of slowly as they make their way down. So far they're not eating each other. They just kind of stay in the same spots. So, but yeah, I'm going to have some special edition free range jelly babies pretty soon.
Free range spoon babies.
Oh, also, I should explain. Her name is Chelly because she's missing a pedipalp, and I forgot the word for pedipalp. And I was like, Chell? So she's Chelly. She's
Chelly.
She's not missing a chell. She's missing a palp.
Editing Lena here. Lauren ended up catching Urbosa from the ceiling, so we cut in right there.
She's back in her home now.
Aww.
She's not happy at me. I put her in like an empty container to get her off of the ceiling. And she just put her little arms up at me.
Wow, okay.
She's like, I want to be free. Go free back.
Me. Melissa, have you ever lost a spider?
I have lost one. I didn't know that I lost him. I just came home and laid on my couch and I looked up at my ceiling and there was a jumping spider. And I was like, oh my gosh, is this a wild jumping spider? Because I'm in Florida and it's supposed yes. to be around here. So I was so excited. And then I'm looking and I'm like, wait a second. And then I go over to all my enclosures and I'm just looking in. I'm like, who's missing? And it was Veda.
Oh,
it's chilling right on the ceiling. So yeah, if you ever lose a spider, they're going to go up to like the highest point pretty much usually.
Definitely. Yeah.
Always pretty much.
Yeah. My thought of Florida is just that you guys open your door and they're like, no.
Yeah, you would think that. I go out into the world. I go out into parks and I'm looking all the time for them. I'm looking in the like all the palms and where they say they're supposed to be. They're never there.
Do you ever find them in the wild or like, nope. Or have you ever?
Nope. I found there's like a tiny breed that you wouldn't really keep. I can't remember what they're called, but they're cute. And I
Is
see
it the Hubrontis. I don't probably no. butchering the name.
No, I think it starts with an M.
Oh, okay.
They're like the size of like I4s or I5s. They're,
Is
they're
it a Hentzia?
Nope.
Okay, because I have a Hentzia and I named it Hentzilla.
Hentzilla, that's fun.
Those are in Florida too. So.
Yep. I have a hybrid. I have two hybrids. I have a hybrid apple. Oh my gosh.
Apalachicola
mixed regal with a odiosis normal variant, I think, or northern variant. And then I have a Florida odiosis mixed with a regal.
I have a couple of those, and it's hard to explain to people what they are exactly, because it's like, I don't know, they're just kind of, you know, spiders that met in the wild and did their thing, I guess.
Yeah. But I always think, you know, so they say that they're native here, so if I ever was to breed, I could release them and, like, bring them back into the world, but I just couldn't, I wouldn't be able to do it. I would yeah. not, once the babies are born, I would be like, no, you're not going to be able to live out there by yourselves. You're all going to get eaten by the lizards.
Oh, God. I forgot you guys have lizards.
We have lots of lizards, iguanas, and just, I don't know, they'll get eaten by birds. I would not be able to sleep at night if I released an entire clutch into the wilderness.
Lauren, they have machetes in Florida. Like, Melissa, do you have a machete?
My boyfriend does. You got to cut through the brush with them. But I mean, I think you're supposed to bring those with you camping and stuff anywhere.
For what? I mean, at least bring a weapon when you camp, right? Is that state of mind? I don't have a weapon, but we're going to start camping. And maybe that's a good idea. Machete.
Yeah. Yeah. So you can cut, like, you know, when you're trying to make a path.
Yeah. Like Naked and Afraid.
Yeah.
My favorite show.
In Colorado, I think if you had a machete, people would call the police.
Well, you're allowed to have anything in Florida.
Yeah, anything goes in Florida.
It's the wild, wild west for real over here.
I love how they based the new GTA stuff off of,
like, oh my gosh. Yeah.
Melissa, do you have any other spiders?
I have a spider that smells. I don't know if you guys have run into this, but I have a really stinky... That's one of my odiosis hybrids. Her name's Yuki, and the Facebook people told me to name her Yucky. I was like, no, it's Yuki. like with double long O sound. It means snow and pure in Japanese. But she's anything but that because she stinks real bad.
Is it like poopy rotten smell?
I want to say it's almost like a musky ferret. But like, you know how the smells smell really bad. Bother you? Like when you get used to it. Like I just like pick her little enclosure up and I just like open it and smell. I'm like, yep, it's still there. And I smell everybody else and nobody smells like that. I've moved her out of other enclosures and she just stinks.
Oh, have you ever noticed babies smell?
Definitely.
I wonder if that's like the same smell.
Yeah.
She's an I7, I8, and I think she's I8, but she's small because of the mix, the hybrid. Oh yes. Mm-hmm. I wish you guys could smell it, just so you know I'm not crazy, but she really does stink. My friend Jamie was watching her when I was in Japan and she's like, I don't know what's wrong with your baby, but it stinks really bad. And I was like, Did you clean the flies out? Did you clean the like worms out? And she's like, I did. And I was like, okay. And then I moved her into another cup before her enclosure. And then that one stunk. And now she's in her little enclosure and it stinks.
Huh.
You know, she's going to molt. She's due for one soon, but she's not in a molting hammock yet.
Have you guys ever had a spider that had mites?
No.
My friend did, Brittany. She's my best spider friend. Hi, Brittany. Mm-hmm. She's cute little spoods is her handle. She had mites and she got rid of them basically with a cucumber and I think she got them from a fruit fly culture from like a pet store, and they were like all over. You could see them on their fangs, on their shells.
Yeah, and that's actually what I was thinking as far as the stink. I don't know if mites smell or not, but
no,
if she's got a mite or something.
So I did ask the biology group and they said that they'll give off these pheromones sometime, but usually when they're ready to like mate, and she's not, she's nowhere near mature. She's just a baby girl.
Does she need to go on Mari Povich? Does she think she's old enough?
I'm just kidding. Oh my God. She's a wild girl. And then they also said something about colors in their enclosures, like red. If you have like certain colors, they might be afraid of them.
What?
But I don't know. I mean, maybe, but she's got purple and it's a very light purple. So, and she did it when she was in her cup too. So I don't think it really had to do with anything with the colors.
Lauren, what do you think of the color thing? I've never heard that before.
I haven't either.
I noticed one of my spiders, it doesn't anymore, but it had a mite on its shell. And the only reason I noticed was because I take like really up close pictures of them. But luckily it was a baby and once it molted, there was no more mite. So,
yeah. I mean, and then you have to just make sure you, like, as soon as they molt, you can move them into, like, another enclosure. I had them on, like, 4 spiders. It was bad.
Oh, God.
I've never had that here. Maybe because it's so dry. Mites couldn't live. I don't know.
He's in Florida, too.
That's a good point, actually. I wonder, maybe mites are more of a East Coast. But I don't know if I believe them about the colors, though, honestly.
No, I don't. I mean, maybe there's something with that, but I have so many colors in my enclosures and everything. I mean, yeah. I think it's pretty natural, but I mean, I have pink, red, you know, purple, yellow. So I looked up what colors spiders don't like, and I think they said blue was like a color. If you paint your house, you won't get jumping spiders. Like when I started looking up spiders, like in my research, it was like they were calling them pests and like how to get rid of them. But they said like if you paint your house blue, so I guess I won't have blue anymore. Well,
what color blue? There's different.
I don't know. I have no idea. But that was something I saw, and I was like, oh, okay, they don't like blue.
Lauren. If there is like something to test here, we can make Lauren test it out for us.
Yeah. Test the colors.
You guys have spiders that love to eat their pupae.
Oh, yeah. The crunchy bits.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, it's so frustrating because I'll put like a pupae that's like ready to like turn into a fly and I'll hide it the bottom of the enclosure. And three of my girls will literally find them and just crunch on them and eat them. And I'm like, that wasn't for you. You had to wait till it turned into a fly. Dude, they like them. They're like Cheetos or something.
Yeah.
Pretty gross looking. It looks like he's eating a turd, to be honest.
Yeah, exactly.
But... So does anyone have a cool spider fact to end us on?
Ooh. I have one.
Nice. Ooh.
So it's been researched that spiders dream and they go through REMs. Well, that's basically what they found out, that they go through REMs, which means that they dream, and what also means that they have memory, obviously. And yeah, so our little spiders dream probably about spikes.
Well, do you guys have any like stuff that's going on this week or this weekend?
Oh, we're going camping because we just bought a new Spider-Mobile.
Yeah. Where?
Topaz Lake.
Ooh.
Come on, that sounds nice.
It's close. Yes. We've never been there. But we're all going to sleep in the van.
We did tent camping and I spent about 3 hours looking for spiders.
Fun.
I made my friend Jamie come along and I was like, let's look for spiders.
Did you find any?
Nope.
No,
it's yep, never going to happen for me.
That's funny because you're in Wonderland of spiders too.
Yeah, so. But I think it's maybe North Florida, but we were up north. But I don't think there's South. I'm in South Florida. I'm in Fort Lauderdale.
Okay.
So I feel like we don't have enough trees and parks and stuff. They're probably in like the Everglades or something.
There's one person that people mention a lot. And they seem to get them from like the side of the road, like the brushy, grassy bits.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I was told.
If anyone has any tips.
I know Florida, they're all poaching out here. So there's that. I would probably bring home a wild though.
Yeah, if you find one.
Yeah, if I found one, I could give it a better, safer life.
Aww.
Plenty of flies.
Yeah, see, and that's like sweet though, because
they don't even live that long in the wild, so I think that it's better for them. And then maybe I'd get a gravid one, and then I would have to deal with all the babies. I just don't have the time, but I really do. I want to, just because it's just part of keeping, you know, knowing that whole process. My little Willow, she just had her first infertile egg sac. Mm. And she was such a good mama
to her infertile sac.
Yeah, she was so good. She stayed on them and they didn't get runny, but I know she's molted multiple times with me. There's no way that they were fertile, but I was like, ooh, I do have weird things with my spiders. She's going to be like the like Mary
Magdalene of spiders.
Yes, Mary Magdalene of spiders. So I was really concerned, but then she left them and they dried up. So do you ever think that spiders get sad when they are infertile?
I wonder.
What is that?
Leafy says they have no feelings. So
does Kurt Cobain, if you think about it. I mean, as far as fish go, anyway.
I always think that. So then I feel bad not mating them or pairing them, because I'm like, I feel like they're not doing their life's purpose. I really feel sad, I'm pretty sure I'm putting on my own emotions onto my spider, but I'm like, I think you should have babies.
Yeah, what if she wanted to go to college?
And get student loans.
Lauren got a male Instagram visitor who had to teach us that spiders have no feelings, they can't feel love, which, sure.
Trying to be nice about it, or he was being rude?
No.
He was being a being about it. Just put it that way.
Well, when I had posted about Loki, someone wrote that it's just a spider.
No way.
It has no feelings. Like, this is ridiculous or something. And I just lost my cool.
I have a last thing that we can add to that really quickly. What do you guys think of putting a mirror in your spider's house? Because I've seen people do that a couple times, but like, for me, it seems like my males dance for their reflection in my phone camera.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what I would think of putting a little mirror in their enclosure. But
I have little mirrors in mine. I used to sell them on Etsy.
Yeah.
They just lay on them. They don't really do anything because it's too small of a mirror.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
My friend plus, has a mirror in hers. I'm going to have to ask her.
Yeah. And plus, if they cross it a couple times, then really it would just become, you know, covered anyway. So
how do they act towards their neighbors? Because all of mine are pretty close.
Ooh, mine are all very friendly with each other.
Really?
They all love looking at each other. I don't think they never get aggressive towards the other one.
I had a couple get aggressive towards each other, and so I moved them around. But Sweetie Cutie is Urbosa's neighbor, and I can tell she's happy to have her back.
Like, I wonder if she
came over to see her.
I wonder if she knew where she was the whole time, and she was like trying to tell you. I'm just kidding.
No, I wonder. Like, I can't believe she was gone for that long.
Oh my god! I had to put what's it called? Pieces of paper in between my spiders, just because not all of them, but certain ones, mostly just Sizzly, because she wants to eat everyone. So, yeah, sometimes the boys would be happy that Sizzly was looking at them, but she was not doing it for friendship. So, but also I felt like it was like keeping her from eating her own food, because she's like, I have food next door to look at. So
she was like, I got to figure out how to get there. So these are very strategic. So they, you know, they'll plan out a path. So, apparently.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so, wow.
And they've like studied that as well. Ooh. One thing, Penelope, my one spider, I can put her 3 feet away from me inside, like on my covered balcony. Mm-hmm. And I'll just stick her as far away from me as possible. And she will just like look at me and just like beeline it whichever way is the fastest way to get to me. She's right back. And I've done so many tests with just her, and she does it every single time. And I'll put her as far away, like I'd say 3-4 feet away from me. And she just, as soon as she makes eye contact with me, then she just beelines it.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Adorable.
That's really cute. They learn and they remember.
They do.
They do.
But I don't know. Thank you so much, Melissa. It was nice to, you know, learn about you, but also hear about Loki, because Loki is cutest, or damn it, you know?
No, I know. But yeah, and I'm just so happy to talk about Loki, you know, and actually just talk with people who want to hear about spiders. So
yeah.
That's always fun.
So it's thank a cool you one to talk about.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us, and yeah, we look forward to next time.
I'm excited. Thank you.
Yeah, have a good weekend, everybody. We'll see you on the Instagrams.
Bye. Bye.